Welcome to the EQ Applied podcast, dedicated to helping you build emotional intelligence so you can start making emotions work for you instead of against you. Here's your host, Justin Bariso.
Caleb works as a manager in the accounting department of a major airline. His team loves how quickly he responds to messages because it makes them feel valued. But in trying to respond quickly, Caleb often makes a big mistake. While in the middle of conversations with others, he picks up his phone to check messages. That leaves his conversation partner feeling that he isn't really present and that he doesn't care about them or their conversation. Caleb doesn't see a problem. "I can check my phone for messages and listen at the same time," he thinks. "What's the big deal?" The big deal is Caleb is wrong. In fact, research shows that while the human brain can hear many things at once, you can only listen to one voice at a time. In the 1950s, Royal Air Force pilot turned psychologist Donald Broadbent had an idea for an experiment. From his flying days, Broadbent remembered the challenge air traffic controllers faced. Despite receiving lots of information at the same time, they were expected to make quick decisions. But when it came time to concentrate, he noticed that they could only focus on one message at a time. Broadbent set out to prove this scientifically. He set up subjects with headphones that were putting out two different messages at the same time, one to each ear. Afterwards, Broadbent tested the subjects and their ability to retain the information. As suspected, these people simply couldn't reproduce all the information from both channels. The evidence supported Broadbent's theory. We can only truly listen to one voice at a time. It's because of research like this that the late MIT professor Patrick Winston had a famous four-word rule of engagement when he lectured students: no laptops, no cell phones. "We only have one language processor," Winston would tell his students. "And if your language processor is engaged with something else, you're distracted. Worse yet, if I see you distracted, it drives me nuts." So, in a world with more distractions than ever, how do you give others the attention they're longing for? Put your phone away. It seems simple, and it is, but it's also hard. Hard because at work, at home, out with friends, we're in the habit of constantly looking at our phones. It's such a habit that when someone does try to speak with you, and you tell them something like, "Let me put my phone away for a moment so I can focus on you," that stands out as something different, something special. So, consider a no-phone rule for specific times or places. For example, in our home, there's no phones at the dinner table. Why not put phones on silent during meetings, too? Do the same thing if someone is trying to have a conversation with you. You'd be surprised at the positive benefits these actions reap. People will see you as someone who cares about what they have to say. That'll make them care more about what you have to say. And that sets the foundation for stronger relationships. So, if you want to be a better spouse, parent, boss, or colleague, remember how an ex-pilot turned psychologist used science to prove a point. You can only listen to one voice at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to the EQ Applied podcast. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you enjoyed the show, leave us a rating on iTunes and consider sharing it with a friend. And if you're interested in learning more about how to make your emotions work for you instead of against you, sign up for our free course at www.eqapplied.com.